Hey, here we go. Hey, everybody, Economic Ninja here. Got some really big XRP news. This is XRP news that, quite frankly, is keeping XRP investors on the edge of their chair as we've consolidated for 3 days. I'm bringing on Joe to do some technical analysis of what's going on with the charts. He's actually going to show you the screen. Before that happens, I want to talk about a couple of XRP stories that I believe are incredibly bullish. At the same time, where there's some very bearish news stories, like I said, trying to actually push the price down. Joe, how are you doing?
Oh, doing great, man. Actually, fantastic, man. We're finally in the apex of all, so looking forward to the next few months, to be honest with you. Okay.
Nice. Well, so what I want to do is I just want to cover a couple quick stories and then we're going to get into your sharing. And hopefully we don't have any technical issues. This first story right here is 22 million XRP stunned the world's largest crypto exchange. And what happened was a whale took 22 million XRP, equaling over $50 million, took that and moved the asset from Binance into a private wallet. Guys, that's really important because that means that somebody with a lot of money believes that XRP is going to go up in price. If they thought it was going to go down in price and that money was already on the exchange, more than likely, they would just go ahead and take it and sell it. All right. Next story I want to share. This is a big deal. The CEO of Ripple Labs, Brad Garlinghouse, is going to be featured on in an interview on December 8th with 60 Minutes. This is massive. Then, last but not least, well, actually, two things. It looks like it's been put off for a little bit of time. The dollar peg stablecoin RLUSD was supposed to debut on the 4th of December. It didn't, and it looks like it's going to be happening by the end of 2024, though regulatory approvals and the holiday season could cause delays. I know this isn't on Ripple's side. This is on the regulator side. So that's a little bummer, but I'm actually happy that that's held off for us in a, we'll explain that in a second. And Joe's going to talk to you hopefully a little bit later too about the amount of money flowing into XRP right now. As of right now, this is very big news. I wanted to capture it if it goes away, but I don't know if it's going to go away. XRP is not only the fourth cryptocurrency by market cap right now, but it is trending right here on the coins, number one on the trending coins. Normally, what you see there is you see meme coins or these crazy, AI driven coins. And but this is a big deal. So let's dive right in now with Joe. Joe, do you want to talk to him about what's going on with XRP?
Oh, exactly. Can I go ahead and share the screen?
Yep. Yeah,
Okay.
you got share capabilities.
Okay.
All
Great.
right, I can see it.
Okay. Here we are. And right now we're at the third touch or third hit of that gray line. Only thing that means is that, high odds, high probability we'll get another move. Let me take all that off. Another move similar to the previous hit. See how we went sideways, hit it, moved, we had a little pullback. Held the eight and moved, and now we're holding the eight again. And I remember, talking to you earlier this morning about this potential setup, and then a rebound over the weekend, which it's not 100%, but it's pretty good odds right now. But anyway, we're a lot lower in price. We were looking for that, at least 240 for it to, today. Of course, higher the better, and then can repeat these previous structures here, if that makes sense. And you were talking about money coming in, and what we like to share, and I'll go ahead and share it with you guys, share it with
Oh, wait, real quick, Joe, can I
yeah
interrupt? I totally
yeah
forgot to say the sale for your course and my course, the Bitcoin 101, the XRP 101 Accelerator, and the Crypto Trader Pro, that all ends tonight at midnight. Just, I apologize. It was a 1 week long event, and there's a link down below if you want. It's the sale is over as of midnight. So you were about to say you normally share what you're about to share with
Yeah,
your
with just
monthly
our
or weekly
members.
subscribers. Yeah. So go ahead and
Right.
tell
And
them, yeah.
it's what we're going to show you is a couple of charts here. And it's kind of like pulling back the curtain to see if, funds are actually coming in or it's just kind of a, paper trading or what's going on out there, if you know what I mean. And one of the things we look at is our total three, and this is the top 123 cryptos by market cap. Doesn't mean they're, the top 123 best ones, but just market cap. And as you can see, we have a nice green candle here. But if you look back, we have similar setups on this chart. So not only XRP, but other altcoins should be, in the process of pumping and continuing to go up near term at least. And we have this pullback here, green candle. See how it's holding the eight like a railroad. Basically, we have two railroad tracks here, and it's holding it very well. So that's telling us money's coming in and being supported. And also another little trick we like to do is look at the USDT, and let me put it on the weekly. And you can go back and check our data here, but we had this up for our members, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, that break this support all season for this time starts. And if you go back, several weeks, you'll see that your coins have been running for quite a while. And then I don't want to get too deep in there, but you lose this next blue dash line, we should go almost parabolic. So we're, and what this means is that people are pulling out of USDT and going into either Bitcoin and or the altcoins. So it's kind of, we're checking the checkers here, so to speak. And then there was one more, Bitcoin dominance. It's coming lower. If Bitcoin dominance is coming down, the altcoins are going up because, they're taking the profits off of Bitcoin. A lot of traders, institutions, whoever's out there with big money, and moving that, rolling that over into, the altcoins, and one of the most talked about recently, XRP. And matter of fact, I was having my battery changed out today, and that's another story, how much batteries have gone up, over the last few years. But anyway, and there were a couple of guys in there talk that didn't even know each other, but struck up a conversation, and then XRP was mentioned. So I don't know if that's the top's in or if that means, we're getting ready to blow up. But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny and coincidental. Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, hey, Joe, as you unshare your screen, I just want to thank you for coming on and sharing this stuff because it's very important. We're seeing Bitcoin dominance drop. We're seeing people moving from USDT into cryptos, pushing more money. We're seeing whales accumulate XRP, pulling them off of exchanges during this thing. I think that in the next couple of months, you're going to see some pretty aggressive price movements, either to the upside or downside in XRP. I personally believe it's up. Type one, if you believe that XRP is going to be much higher a couple of months from now than it is now. And Joe, thanks again for coming on.
Well, I want to say this. I'll go out there and go ahead and jump on there and say, if we don't do a 10x between now and May, I'll be very disappointed and surprised, okay, at the minimum.
Wow.
I'm saying 10x. So,
A 10x in XRP.
right. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you,
Verify.
yeah,
Yeah.
quantified that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you, yeah,
But
made that
wait, wait,
specific.
clarify it. Are you talking about a 10x in XRP?
Well, and yeah, I'll go ahead and say that XRP and
Yeah. Joe,
if you're in the
Joe's like, all
right,
right, I'll say it.
yeah, if you're,
Why don't you say
well,
what
I
you
didn't want
mean,
to,
Joe?
okay, yeah, it's one thing posting on X, and it's another thing posting or talking about it live here on your YouTube channel. I mean,
I know. So
it's a
just so
big.
everyone knows, a little background, Joe is famous for putting these things called timestamps don't lie. And I'm trying to hurry up because the internet is getting sluggish. But he puts all these calls and he's right, like a lot of the time. And that's why I ended up doing business with him and saying, hey, Joe, we need to teach people how to trade crypto. And we've been doing that for a while. So look, I'm going to close this out. The link's down below. The sale's good until midnight for Crypto Trader Pro. Go take a look at it. It's been a week-long Black Friday, and now all good things must come to an end. Joe, thank you so much for coming on, man.
You got it. Thank you. We'll see you.
See you
Bye.
guys.